Welcome to today's episode of the AI Research Review Podcast. In this episode, we're diving into a paper titled T-Gate, Cross-Attention Makes Inference Cumbersome in Text-to-Image Diffusion Models. This paper, available on ArcSieve, presents an intriguing exploration of the role of cross-attention in the inference process of text-to-image diffusion models. Diffusion models have become a popular choice for image generation tasks, often integrating cross-attention mechanisms to handle multimodal inputs like text. However, the authors of this paper have identified that cross-attention, while crucial in the initial stages of the inference process, becomes redundant in later stages. They propose a novel method called T-Gate, which stands for Temporal Guidance Attention Gate, to address this inefficiency. The paper is structured as follows. 1. Introduction. The authors set the stage by questioning the necessity of cross-attention throughout the entire inference process of text-to-image diffusion models. 2. Related works. They discuss previous studies on cross-attention within diffusion trajectories and highlight the lack of research on the temporal aspect of cross-attention. 3. Preliminary. A brief history of diffusion technology is provided, dating back to 1997. 4. Temporal analysis of cross-attention. The authors analyze the functionality of cross-attention in a well-trained diffusion model, finding that cross-attention maps converge to a fixed point after a few inference steps. 5. The proposed method, T-Gate. T-Gate is introduced as a training-free method that caches the outcomes of cross-attention after it converges and reuses them in subsequent steps, reducing computational costs and slightly improving FID scores. 6. Experiment results. The authors present their empirical study, comparing T-Gate with base models and other acceleration methods. They demonstrate T-Gate's effectiveness in reducing computational costs and maintaining or improving image quality. 7. Conclusion. The paper concludes by encouraging the community to rethink the role of cross-attention in text-to-image diffusion models. The methodology used in this study involves a temporal analysis of cross-attention in the inference steps of a well-trained diffusion model. The authors empirically demonstrate that cross-attention maps converge to a fixed point early in the inference process. They then propose T-Gate, which leverages this finding by caching the converged cross-attention maps and reusing them in later steps, thus bypassing the need for recalculating cross-attention. The experiments conducted show that T-Gate can be integrated into various text conditional models and noise schedulers, consistently outperforming base models in terms of efficiency. The authors also explore the scalability of T-Gate when dealing with different token lengths and image resolutions. In terms of results, T-Gate achieves a reduction in computational costs, as measured by multiply accumulate operations, max, per image, and a slight improvement in Fréchet inception distance, AIA, scores, which is a common metric for evaluating the quality of generated images. The paper concludes with a discussion on the scalability of T-Gate and its limitations, noting that while TG improves efficiency, the visual differences in generated images may be subtle. Listeners, this paper presents a compelling case for reevaluating the use of cross-attention in text-to-image diffusion models, particularly in the context of improving computational efficiency. The T-Gate method offers a promising direction for future research and practical applications in the field of AI-generated imagery. That's all for today's review. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to bringing you more insights from the cutting edge of AI research in our next episode.